The content in this magazine could contain references of topics and difficult subject matter that may be triggering. Please honour yourself, inner knowing, and proceed with whatever help or guidance you feel is intuitively aligned.
Welcome to the Sovereign Magazine podcast. I'm the founder of Sovereign, Nicole George, and I'm so happy you are here. Sovereign Magazine guides women to tune into and embody their highest selves. And in this podcast, you'll hear from women walking the path to self-discovery and empowerment and who want to share their stories with you. Through heart-led conversations with our inspiring contributors, you'll hear the voices behind the articles written for our monthly digital online magazine. This is your chance to hear from women from all around the globe who are creating a movement based on the energy of the moon. Here's your host, Sovereign's in-house moon mentor, Miranda Murphy Gall.
So I've got Michelle Cowell here, and she is an Usui Reiki master, a crystal healing practitioner and spiritual guide who creates high vibrational ritual oils and botanical products. So Michelle, we're so happy to have you. Welcome to the Sovereign Podcast.
Thanks so much, Miranda. It's my pleasure to be here.
I really loved your article in Sovereign's April theme of the month, Uncertainty. You wrote a beautiful article called Living from Your Heart Space to Overcome Uncertainty. And I'd love to start by asking you what exactly uncertainty means to you.
Good question. So uncertainty can be a state of fear. Uncertainty can bring anxiety or worries about the future. Our monkey mind takes over and wants to exert control, and we start mapping out all these future fear-based scenarios. So we've all experienced this, right? When we are out of balance and not living from our heart space, it's normal to feel anxious. When we recognize that we are living from a fear-based state, you can start to make change. Take your power back and remove fear-based programming. So for example, as I mentioned in my article, I no longer watch or listen to the news, which, let's be honest, is all pretty much fear-based lately. I focus on growing and expanding my heart space, which generates trust and surrender, knowing that whatever the situation might be, that it will all work out. So I choose to live from my heart and not my ego. This certainly hasn't happened overnight. This has been years of work in the making, unbecoming all the conditioning that occurs as one grows up. So I've used daily meditation, Reiki, crystal healing, even affirmations and botanicals, and reminding myself to welcome in the power of trust and surrender. So it's constant work, as our egos just love to jump in and have their say.
Yes, they do, don't they? I appreciate what you share there, especially about it being sort of years in the making, right? I mean, this journey of life that we are all so privileged to be on is always an unfolding path. And like, there's never really a state of perfection, is there? There's always more to do. There's always room for growth. And I think I really love your connection between like the heart and that feeling of trust. So you are a Reiki master, and I know that you use Reiki to help your clients, and I'd really love to learn more about like how you came to find Reiki and how you became a practitioner and a master, and like how you use Reiki specifically when it comes to the theme of uncertainty.
Okay. So when I reflect on my personal healing journey, it's actually crystals that led me to become a certified Reiki master. So I was working with the energetics of crystals for many years. And as many people who work with these beautiful crystalline beings do, we start to create quite the collection. So I had my trusted Australian crystal supplier, who is a gemologist, a transformational coach, and a Reiki master. So we got to talking, and Reiki just seemed to be popping up for me everywhere. I was really curious about Reiki, and the universe seemed to be sending me all these signs. And there's that saying I'm sure you heard of, that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So I'm definitely someone who reads and follows universal signs, and they were all pointing me in the direction of becoming a Reiki master. So I undertook the relevant studies, working through the 21-day self-healing process for my level one attunement. As you know, Miranda, being a Reiki master yourself.
That's right.
This
yes.
then led to level two and then level three, which obviously is the Reiki master. So Reiki has impacted me in the most beautiful of ways. I found it really opens my energetic channel and assists me in working through areas that I've needed to heal. So to be brave and face my own shadow. I feel it's helped me to become a more patient, non-judgmental and loving human. And Reiki, for those that don't know, is universal source energy, and it's awakened me, set me off on this amazing spiritual journey of self-discovery. And quite often I need to step back with reflection and deep gratitude on just how incredible, rich and full my life has become. So I have a bit of a story here. So late last year, I visited Egypt for the first time, which was an absolute dream come true. And wow. Let me tell you, what a magical country. So it was my second day in Egypt and I was seated at the Cairo Hotel breakfast at this large communal table. And out the corner of my eye, I saw a Japanese gentleman drawing Reiki symbols over his food. And a large group of Japanese people proceeded to then just sit around me. And as luck would have it, I happened to know how to speak some Japanese and introduced myself to discover that they were all Reiki practitioners here to enjoy a private concert at the pyramids and visit a number of sacred temples as part of their Nile River cruise. So we all felt that this meeting was quite serendipitous. I mean, what are the chances? So we exchanged contacts, and to cut a long story short, within the space of 4 months, I'm now also attuned to Ryujin Reiki lineage, direct from Master Kashishima, as well as the Yusei Reiki, with attunements undertaken both in Australia and in Japan, just purely due to universal timing. So in relation to uncertainty, Reiki provides a sense of clarity. So during uncertain periods, I set an intention to receive clarification during my Reiki session, and it seems to never fail, either within the session itself or within a 24-hour period afterwards. I'm just provided with this insistent inner knowing, the answer. Many of my clients also seek clarity within their soul sessions, and during the quietness of the Reiki session, while they're relaxing, as the healing energetics and rebalancing of their body's frequencies go to work, the answer arrives. So Reiki has impacted me greatly in the most positive and magical of ways. And I'm certainly looking forward to continuing the Reiki journey, leading distance or the one-to-one healing sessions to assist with the transformation of people's consciousness along with that of the world.
Wow. You said so much, and all of it was like just so powerful. And when you were telling the story about Egypt, I was just getting tingles all over. I mean, what a beautiful, beautiful story. So I love that you were able to kind of come into contact with a new teacher and experience that. Just, yeah, definitely serendipitous. And I also think many of us who come upon Reiki, it is that sort of insistent curiosity that starts us on the path to learning and using Reiki for ourselves. I definitely had that myself. And so I really relate to that as well. So I just love your recommendation to ask for clarity. That seems so obvious, but also I don't know that we all think to do it, right? I'm curious now, because when you receive that clarity, how does it come through for you? What senses are alive in you as it's coming through, the answer, if you will?
I guess the best way to describe it is just a general knowing. Like, you know, I think for some people, maybe, you know, it's a bit of a vision, or maybe you can hear something, some whispers from the universe. But for me, it's just a general knowing. Okay, that's the answer to my question, or that's what I need to do. Yeah, it's just like this impact of energy.
Beautiful. Wow. Well, Reiki certainly is powerful, as are crystals. And I love that crystals led you to your Reiki path that has just been unfolding and unfolding and unfolding. But yeah, what kind of crystals would you recommend our listeners to help with uncertainty specifically?
So I would recommend Amazonite, if you've heard of this crystal.
I have, so this, yes.
Beautiful elemental helps us to prepare to be open to change. So Amazonite is this gorgeous blue-green color mirroring the tranquil waters of our soul. That's how I think of it. Its energetics assist with the frequencies of hope, peace, and optimism, and knowing that there are indeed brighter days ahead. Also, clear quartz is another powerful crystal and is known as the master healer. It can provide clarity, positive energy of the highest frequency, especially if you have a Himalayan clear quartz on hand with internal rainbows. The Himalayas are, of course, known as a highly spiritual place that holds sacred frequencies. So it's an elemental of radiance that can help shed light on any dark spaces or fears in your heart or mind, and transforming these into safe spaces where healing can take place. And if you own both Amazonite and clear quartz, then certainly combine together for a harmonious combination. Gentle, but I find very powerful in shifting uncertainty.
Beautiful. I am a lover of and collector of crystals as well. And, you know, when I look around, I have so much clear quartz. That's the one that I'm drawn to the most, even though I love all of the colors. And I love Amazonite. I always want to trip up on my tongue when I say it. But it is a beautiful crystal. And thank you so much for sharing that crystal wisdom. So let me ask you, if someone listening is dealing with like making a really big decision or some level of uncertainty in their life, I'm curious, how would Reiki crystals, botanicals, or even your oils that you make help them? How would they use it, you know, if they're just sitting at home and they've gotten all these things, like what do they do?
Well, I'm a believer that healing happens in layers. So if we think like an onion, like you're peeling back an onion, for the layers, we take responsibility for ourselves and heal ourselves layer by layer as the timing is right for that specific individual. So as we know, life has its ups and downs, and I believe that the experiences we have or face in life have a particular purpose. So the purpose, for example, of dealing with a difficult decision is to offer us the opportunity to learn about ourselves, to heal, to trust, to surrender to the universe in many cases, and to grow and to ascend. To fulfill this purpose, it is necessary that we make the conscious choice first. So Reiki crystals and botanicals can provide this healing, often in an extraordinary way. So Reiki healing comes from outside our personal consciousness and therefore isn't affected by the feelings of fear or distress that we may personally have. It's a pure form of higher consciousness and contains the potential to help us heal our personal issues and point us in the right direction of solving the problem we are encountering. And crystals and botanicals, I believe they contain higher frequencies, and I find by combining all three energetic healing modalities together, the healing transmission is not only more powerful, but the healing is being provided in various layers of frequency. And healing through layers, I think, is how you shift old stagnant energy or beliefs quicker and in a gentle and non-invasive way.
Yes. Even healing in layers requires a degree of trust, doesn't it?
It
does. Because it's not just going to be snap your fingers and magically cured, right? So we have to be patient with the unfolding. And, you know, patience does require trust as well, I'm feeling. So tell me a little bit more about botanicals. What are those exactly?
So for me, I believe that all flowers and herbs and plants have particular frequencies. So botanicals for me are certain flowers or plants that I'm resonating with creating ritual oils, for example, like dried roses, for example, I'm infusing those in botanical oil. And that obviously has that frequency within that oil. And within my botanicals, I also infuse Reiki, and I have crystal chips and other things in there. So, you know, you're just looking at this little beautiful vial of ritual oil, but really it's an energetic packed frequency of healing.
Wow. I love that. So you are a, you know, I want to say you're busy. You're very busy making all of these amazing things and really yes. like tuning in to what you want to create and what you want to deliver for people. So I absolutely love your work. For our listeners, Michelle is actually in Brisbane, Australia. So if you're listening from there, definitely look her up. You can obviously find all her information in our magazine online. And Michelle, would you like to share a little bit about your services?
So I do have a range of offerings, including in-person Reiki and crystal healing soul sessions. I also have my one-to-one spiritual mentorship program, as well as Reiki and crystal healing in distance healing sessions. And as we mentioned, I also offer a beautiful botanical range, including very unique sacred ritual oils that are very high vibrational and energetically coded. So you can find all these offerings on my website, www.soulstarstudio.com.au. And that's Soul Star with two R's. I'm also on IG with the handle of @SoulStarStudio. And you can use code SOVEREIGN for a 10% discount on any of the Reiki in-person or distant healings as a special offer from me. And thank you so much for having me here today, Miranda. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you. I love your offerings. Quick question. Do you offer worldwide shipping?
I can make it happen if someone's interested. If someone's interested, you can DM me, yeah, and I can okay. give you a specific cost for that shipping and handling.
Okay, beautiful. Just wanted to make sure because we are a worldwide platform. And so if someone's yes. listening to that and they're like, oh my God, I've got to get my hands on some of that ritual oil, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Sovereign Magazine podcast. I hope you've enjoyed listening as much as we did creating it for you. You can read Michelle's article on uncertainty in full in the April issue of Sovereign Magazine, which is out now. Just head to sovereign-magazine.com. Subscribe to hear my conversation with Sovereign's founder, Nicole George. She's returning to the podcast to talk about the article she wrote for our April issue. That episode will be available tomorrow, the 10th of April. In the meantime, you can follow us on social media at The Sovereign Magazine. And we are always looking for incredible women to be featured in our magazine. Just go to sovereign-magazine.com/get-featured to see how you can be featured in our Global Women's Magazine.